सहनाभवतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सहवीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म
तस्मै श्री
गुरवे नमः। समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरम् सच्चिदानन्दरूपाय विश्वोत्पत्यादिहेतवे तापत्रय विनाशाय श्रीकृष्णाय वयं नुमः।
वी आर इन चैप्टर 29 ऑफ कैंटो 3। इन दिस चैप्टर भगवान विल टेल अबाउट द डिवोशन भक्ति and about the time also. So in the first 5 verses which we have seen in our earlier class, Devuti says that Bhagwan, you have told me about Mahad Adina, Mahat Tattva and all that you have told me. You have told me about the Prakriti and Purus. In the earlier chapter, you told me about Prakriti, Purus and Mahat Adi, Mahat Tattva, Ahankar, Tanmatra, etc. That also you have told me. Now you tell me bhakti yoga same margam bruhi vistarasa prabho. In detail you tell me about the bhakti marg. Why? Achasva jiva lokasa vividam ham sanskriti. I am seeing there is a sanskriti. Sanskriti means there is a cycle of birth and death. We are able to see only this birth. But we don't know what happens after death. We don't know. So she wants to know, tell me what happens after death. Why? Why do you want to know what happens after death? So that the vairagya may come in this life. So what happens after death is the subject matter of the next chapter, chapter number 30. So when we read that chapter, then we come to know what happens. What a type of health we visit, and all that will come there. So in this chapter, Bhagwan is going to tell us about the bhakti. And also you tell me about the kalascha, because everything in this world is limited in time, including the life of Brahmaji is also limited in time. Everybody's life is limited in time. Please tell me about that, fear of which many people, they do good action. Good actions means they do, out of fear of that, people do what is good because of the kal. They fear and they do. And in the verse number 5, it was said, all the people, they are all sleeping. Sleeping toward what? About toward that tama, the darkness, sleeping. And they are without any shelter, they are all suffering. So Bhagwan, you are son of yoga, yoga bhaskara, you are son, please help all of us. Why? Santasya karma, anubidhaya, because they are all fatigued with the karma. Whole life we are doing karma, 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 we are fatigued. And another thing, it says anubidhaya, we are attached also. So please remove our andhakar, ignorance, tama. Next, verse number 6.
Maitreya yuvacha ఇతిర్మాతుర్వచశ్లక్ష్ణం ప్రతినంద మహామునిః ఆవభాషే కురు శ్రేష్ఠ ప్రీతస్తాం కరుణార్దితః.
ఇతి దస్ మాతుః మదర్ వచః వర్డ్స్. సో వాట్ ఎవర్ మదర్ దేవహూతి, కపిల్ భగవాన్స్ మదర్ దేవహూతి, వాట్ ఎవర్ క్వశ్చన్ షీ ఆస్క్డ్, అండ్ ద క్వశ్చన్ వాజ్ నాట్ ఓన్లీ సెంటర్ టువార్డ్ హర్ ఓన్లీ, షీ వాంటెడ్ టు నో అబౌట్ అదర్స్ ఆల్సో. షీ వాంటెడ్ టు సేవ్ ఆల్ ఆఫ్ అస్ ఫ్రమ్ సంస్కృతి, ఫ్రమ్ ద సైకిల్ ఆఫ్ బర్త్ అండ్ డెత్. మాతు వచ శ్లక్షణం, జెంటల్ వర్డ్ ప్రతినంద, అండ్ హీ వెల్కమ్, హీ వెల్కమ్. యు సీ ఎనీ స్పిరిచువల్ టీచర్, ఇఫ్ యూ ఆస్క్ హిమ్ స్పిరిచువల్ క్వశ్చన్, హీ విల్ బి వెరీ హ్యాపీ, వెరీ హ్యాపీ. సో కపిల్ భగవాన్ ఆల్సో హీ వాజ్ వెరీ హ్యాపీ, హీ వెల్కమ్ దాట్ క్వశ్చన్ ఆఫ్ దేవహూతి. ఆవభాసే హీ స్పోక్ కురుశ్రేష్ఠ, కురుశ్రేష్ఠ ద బెస్ట్ అమంగ్ కురుస్. So Maitri is talking to Vidur. We are in chapter 29. In chapter 21, Vidur asked question to Maitri. He wanted to know the lineage of Manu and what happened in that lineage, including he mentioned about the Devuti. So Devuti's questions are now being discussed. So original discussion is in between Maitri and Vidur. And what Maitri is doing? He is quoting whatever Bhagwan said or whatever Devuti said, exact dialogue, exact statements he is quoting. So Kurushreshtha Prita Tam Karunardita, and he was Prita very pleased, very pleased. And to her Tam Karunardita, moved by the compassion, moved by the compassion, he spoke these words. So Kapil was very pleased with the request of her, his mother. She didn't ask for personal salvation. She asked for everybody. If we follow whatever is suggested by Kapil Bhagwan, we will also get salvation. And in Bhagavad Gita, Bhagwan says, I love that person most. Whom? So it is said, Ya imam paramam guhyam mad bhaktesu abhidasyati bhakti mai param kritva mam ev aishyati asansaya. He who with supreme bhakti to me, supreme bhakti, imam paramam, paramam guhyam mad bhaktesu abhidasyati bhakti mai param kritva, whosoever who explains this bhakti mark to any devotee, full of devotion, teach this supreme secret to my bhakta, shall doubtless come to me. Mam eva ischati asansaya, he will reach me. So after listening to this Bhagavatam, if you teach this to somebody else, what will happen? Guarantee given by Bhagavan Krishna in Bhagavad Gita chapter 18, you will find that such person will reach me, number one. Number two, nacha tasmat manusyesu kaschit me priyakritam bhavita nacha me tasmat anya priyatara bhubi. And nor is there any among men who does dearer service to me, nor shall there be another on earth dearer to me than he. He is the dearest person to Lord, and he is giving the great service. Great service to the Lord. So if we study Shastra and then after that spread this knowledge, what will we get? Bhagavan says, you will reach me. Aur kya chahiye? What else you need? Okay. So Bhagavan appreciates such person who spreads the knowledge of bhakti or atmagyan. Next.
శ్రీ భగవాన్ ఉవాచ భక్తి యోగో బహువిధః మార్గైర్ భామిని భావ్యతే స్వభావ గుణ మార్గేన పుంసాం భావో విభిద్యతే.
శ్రీ భగవాన్ ఉవాచ, నౌ ద క్వశ్చన్ ఇస్ అబౌట్ ద భక్తి. సో భగవాన్ టేక్స్ అప్ ద టాపిక్. and explain. Bhakti yoga bahuvidha. This bhakti yoga is a various type. Bahuvidha. Bahuvidha. Margai, O Bhamini, O noble lady, O my mother, bhavyate, it manifests in many ways, you know. Why so many ways? So it says, svabhav gun margena, in term of svabhav, nature of bhakta, guna, guna mit sattva, rajas and tamas. So bhakti according to sattva, rajas, tamas, three gunas, and the nature, vasana, my likes and dislikes, it will express in many ways. Svabhava bhakta and guna prakriti, they express in various ways. Punsam of the executor, bhava appearance, vibhajate, is divided in many ways. It is divided. O Bhamini, bhakti yoga is recognized as manifold according to our ways of approach, according to our attitudes of mind. Men's attitudes of mind vary according to the diversity of their natural characteristics. So two factors are involved. One is our vasana, our likes and dislikes, our nature and svabhava. And second is guna. Guna means sattva, rajas and tamas. A person can be a sattvic person, a rajasic person, a tamasic person. So basically you'll find two types of bhakta we can clearly see. One bhakta worship Lord without desire. They are very few. Other type of bhakta, one division, one way of seeing bhakta. Other division, other person, he worships Lord with desire. With desire and without desire. Two types. In Bhagavad Gita, again division is made. Chaturvidha bhajante mam jana sukritano arjuna arto jigyasu artharti jnani cha bhartar sabha. So Bhagavan says there are four types of bhakta. So earlier division we saw two types of bhakta. With desire, without desire. Second type. Chaturvidha, four. Artha. Artha. Artha means he is dukhi, he is sorrowful. That doesn't mean he is a poor man. No, he has got lot of wealth. But by wealth, that sorrow cannot be removed. Artha. So he goes to Bhagwan. Bhagwan, I now need your help. Artha. In India, you will find in all nursing homes in the basement, you will find the Bhagwan Murti. Huh? And the rich people are there. Somebody is in the, called? Ventilator. And doctor says, jao Bhagwan ko pratna karo. So they have got the money. They can spend. But artha, dukhi, they cannot buy, remove their sorrow by money. Artha. Artharthi, they want some money. Artharthi. Jigyasu, he wants to know Lord. He requests, Lord, make me sadhun chatushta sampanna. No obstacle should come in my sadhana. He is also asking something. But jnani, there is a fourth type of bhakta is jnani. He is not wanting anything. Kuch nahi mangta hai. He is doing serving the Lord. So out of four bhakta, three are demanding something from the Lord. The fourth bhakta, not demanding anything. He is serving Lord. In Narad Bhakti Sutra in 82, you will find there are 11 types of bhakta. 11 types of bhakti are given there. So there are many ways to serve Lord. I will give you a small example which always happens in our shrine here. Suppose there is a festival. Or on the 1st January we did the Paduka Puja here. So the puja team is there. In puja team, few ladies are there. So somebody will come and clean the floor. Somebody will make mala. Somebody will make arrange all the things they will bring from the puja room. They will all decorate it, whatever is needed for puja. Then there is an audio team. Audio team. What they will do? They will see the camera and the audio and also that you all can enjoy from home. You don't have to come to shrine. You can enjoy from home. Or some people will make prasad. So each one is service, each one is bhakti. Don't compare in between these, this is superior, this is inferior. They are doing the puja setup, they are superior. I am in the audio team, I am inferior. No! Ask a audio person to cook a prasad. Will he able to do? No. And ask a puja team, non-technical person, or our Marisol cleaning the mission. Ask her to make prasad. Or do puja sir. No. So in whatever service we are giving, it is best service. There is no inferior, superior. Never think that I am cleaning a temple, so I want to become like this and that. No, it's not required. So long you are serving Lord, it is bhakti, that's all. It is bhakti. Okay. So according to guna, sattva, rajas, tamas, and according to my svabhava, I will be expressing. These all ladies in the puja team or in the audio team or those who are all serving or helping us, or even the remotely sitting Rajaji is arranging all this thing, Zoom thing. There is IT team, as he is assisted by many other, so that we can have this smoothly, this is being done. So nobody's service is inferior. Next.
Abhisandhaya yo himsam dambham matsaryameva samrambhi vinnadrik bhavam maikuryat satamasah.
Now Bhagwan is saying what is tamasik bhakti, what is rajasik bhakti, and what is sattvik bhakti. And after that he will say which one is the best, and he will tell about the nirgun bhakti. This way the thought flow will now come. So now he is telling about the tamasik bhakti in slok number 8. Abhisandhaya, having in view. Abhisandhaya, that your mind setup is like this. Abhisandhaya, yaha he who hinsam, violence. Dambham, pride. Matsarya, envy. A, indeed. Or samarambhi. Samarambhi means anger. So if you have got your mind setup is like this, that you have got violence, pride, envy, and anger, and bhinnadrik, and you are thinking Bhagwan is different from me. We all always think Bhagwan is different from me. Is it not so? Bhinnadrika. In succeeding slok, he will say prithak bhava. So bhinnadrika or prithak bhava. Bhakta is thinking that Bhagwan is different from me. Bhavam. Mai kuryat tamasah. And he is doing bhakti bhavam. Mai kuryat sa tamasah. That bhakti is tamasik. Which bhakti is tamasik? If in your mind there is envy, there is pride, there is anger, there is violence, so that is tamasik bhakti. Prithak bhava also means different from this. That there is a parabhakti, which is the superior, most glorious, and Vibhishan asked for that parabhakti when he met Bhagwan Ram. So he said, ab kripal anij bhagati pavani dehu sadasiva man bhavani. O Bhagwan, give me this bhakti, ati pavani. And Bhagwan Ram said, eva mastu kahi prabhu randhira. Immediately Bhagwan said, eva mastu lelo. So when Bhagwan, suppose if he is pleased with your bhakti and he comes in front of you, so don't ask for give me one Mercedes Benz or maybe Porsche car or give me another house with 10 bedrooms or give me $1 trillion. No, what will you do with the $1 trillion? You can't eat more than one chapati or two chapati. What will you do? So what should we ask? Give me that supreme bhakti, parabhakti. We should ask for the parabhakti. In parabhakti, only motive of the devotee is to please the Lord. He only wants to please the Lord, nothing else. But we all, jiva, we ask many things from Bhagwan. Whole life we have only asked. He is the giver and we are the receiver. We are the receiver. And always we want to take out as much as possible from Bhagwan. Aur de do, aur de do, aur de do. Continuously. So this is called Gauni Bhakti. One is a Parabhakti, another is Gauni Bhakti. In Gauni Bhakti, you want something from the Bhagwan. So those who want Parabhakti, what should they do? They should go to a qualified teacher. Understand what is Bhakti. Like Kapil Bhagwan is going to tell us the whole thing, what is all sadhana to be done. In this chapter, he will tell us. So go to a qualified teacher who will explain you what Kapil Bhagwan said. But such bhakta, pure bhakta, they should avoid evil company. Evil company, evil serials, evil magazines, evil thoughts, evil people. These are all called dussanga. So these type of people in Bhagavad Gita, they say they pray or they worship bhut pret. Tamasik bhakta pray bhut and pret. Bhut and pret. So this is tamasik bhakti. So we don't come under this. We don't have this anger, envy and all this. We never want to hurt anybody. Hinsa. Have you ever prayed, Lord, punish this person? Or Matsarya, he has got 1 billion, I want 2 billion. Matsarya. No, we never do that. Our bhakti is the second one, which is coming now.
Ankaji, can we ask God to excuse us if we have done any mistakes with and without knowledge? Can we ask that though?
Yes, if you have got pure intention that you will not do it again, he will definitely excuse.
So, please excuse me. What are
the
mistakes
that
I have done with the
knowledge?
Can I ask that?
Yes, sure.
Yes.
Why not? Sure.
Okay. I'm concerned of Parabhakti and Parabhakti. What I'm doing is right or wrong.
Okay. 9. Verse number 9.
Vishayana visandhaya yashaya ishwaryameva va archado archaya domam. Prithak bhava sa rajasah.
Acha, who is a rajasik bhakta? What he does? Vishayan abhisandaya. Vishayan abhisandaya, that he is aiming for, abhisandaya aiming for vishay, sense objects. Sabda sparsa rupa rasa gandha, vishay, sense objects, abhisandaya. This is his aim. I should get this. And number 2, yes sir, I want fame also. And aishwaryam evava, aishwaryam opulence, power. So power, fame, and wealth. We all come under these categories. Kya chahiye? Now you all know what you have asked, prayed for to the Bhagwan. Everything you will find, it comes under these 3. Power, aishwarya. Then yasa, fame, and vishyan, vishyan, sense objects. Then archadau archayed yaha. Archadau, archana you're doing. Archayed, that means there is an idol. Bhagwan ka ek idol hai, and you are doing the archana. And you are thinking Bhagwan is different from me. He is the giver and I am doing the archana. Archadau, prithak bhava. Prithak bhava, you think you are different from Bhagwan. Rajasah. That is a Rajasik Bhakti. So he who worships me through an image, there is a image, idol, or you have got a photo, as distinct from himself, always you consider Bhagwan is different from me. Is it not so? We always think of Bhagwan is different from me. With a view to acquiring sense objects. And what is the view? What is my aim? My aim is to, oh, let me get from Bhagwan sense objects, fame and power. It is a Rajasik Bhakti. Such Rajasik Bhakta, they pray to Yaksha and Rakshas. Again, Bhagavad Gita. Tamasik Bhakta will pray?
Bhut Prit.
Rajasik Bhakta will pray Yaksha and Rakshas. Bhagavan has said in Bhagavad Gita. Prithak Bhava means in this they have got a Pratima. They have got an idol. An idol, and they are worshipping. And Prithak Bhava, other meaning, different from Parabhakti, where there is no desire of Bhakta. In Parabhakti, there is no desire. In Rajasik Bhakti, Bhakta thinks that the Lord is giver, I am receiver, jitna marji de lo. Whatever. What is harm in asking even the US government is giving dole of only 2 trillion? What is the harm in asking 10 trillion? Why 10 trillion? 100,000 trillions you give me. Maangne mein kya dosh hai? There is no dosh. We can ask for that. Okay, and who is the Sattvic Bhakta? Next.
Karma nirharam uddishya parasmin vata darpanam yaje dastavyam mitiva prithak bhava sa sattvikah.
Karma nirharam, freeing himself from activities. Karma, activities. Nirharam, freeing. We all are bound by our karma. Now this sattvic bhakta, he wants to come out of this karma cycle. Karma nirharam. Uddishya, that is his purpose. I want to come out of this karma. Parasmin, he is praying to Bhagwan. Tadarpanam, and offering result of his activities. Yajet Ashtabhyam, he is worshipping. Ashtabhyam, this is my duty, I must do. Yajet Ashtabhyam, he is worshipping and he is thinking it is my duty to do this thing. Yashtabhyam, va prithak bhava, and again he is also thinking Bhagwan is different from me. Prithak bhava, sa sattvika. So in all three types of bhakti, tamasik, rajasik and sattvic bhakti, we have got a notion that Bhagwan is different from me. Bhagwan is different from me. This is common. So he who adores me as a distinct from himself, aiming at the eradication of his sins, karma bandhan, it is sin, or with the intention of offering his actions to me, or again with the feeling that it is his duty to worship me, he is a sattvic bhakta. Sattvic bhakta. Not desiring anything. Only desire is that my sins should be eradicated. And he is doing karmarpanam, everything to Bhagwan. So when Brahman, Chatri, Vaisya, Sudra, this is born. And in Brahmacharya, Grihastra, Vanaprastra and Sannyasasram, we have got our duty prescribed in Bhagavad Gita. What is the duty of Brahman? What is the duty of Chatri? What is the duty of Vaisya, Sudra? What we should do in Brahmacharya, Grihastra, Vanaprastra and Sannyas? We have seen many times. Brahman, generally patan-patan, studying and teaching, and Kshatriya, protecting, administration job, Vaishya, traders, Sudra, service employees, Sudra. Then in Brahmacharya, we should study Shastra, Grihastha. In Grihastha life, we should act as suggested in the Shastra which we studied in Brahmacharya. How to act in the world? We have to study in the first 25 years of life, that is Brahmacharya. So without studying, we are acting in the world. So the method we don't know. Therefore, we are collecting vasanas more and more. That is the imprint for the next birth. Next birth. So if we act in the grihastha ashram as suggested in the Shastra, then what will happen? Mind will get purified. Since we did not study Shastra and started acting in the world, so our mind is not getting purified, it is getting more polluted. More polluted means we are doing only sakam karma, we are not doing niskam karma. Sakam karma will leave imprint in your mind, vasanas are created, more vasanas will be formed. And then in the Vanaprastha Ashram, when the mind is purified, then you will sit for concentration of mind. If you sit for concentration of mind in meditation now in Grihastha Ashram, if you have not followed the method suggested by Bhagwan in Bhagavad Gita, you will not be able to meditate. No, it will not happen. Mind is polluted. Polluted means vasanas are there. And according to your vasana, sometimes the mind will go to somewhere. Your vasana, you have come from Hyderabad, your vasana will take you to Hyderabad biryani. See? Or you are from the west and the khakhara papada will come in the mind. Lot of things will come according to your swabha. It will come in the meditation time. So when the mind is cleaned in the Grihastha Ashram, then that mind becomes fit for concentration of mind, chitta ekagrata in Vanaprastha. Brahmacharya, Grihastha, Vanaprastha, and then sannyas, you get the Atmagyan. This is the scheme. So this is all said in our Shastra. So if there is a no desire, it is parabhakti. Parabhakti we already seen. Parabhakta has got no desire. He is serving Lord. If the desire is there, what desire? My sins are to be destroyed. Therefore I am doing, it is my duty to do the puja of Devi Devta. Sattvic bhakta will do worship Devi Devta. Rajasic bhakta will do the puja of Yaksha Rakshas. And the tamasic bhakta will do the puja of bhutprit. This division is not made by me. Bhagwan has made this division in Bhagavad Gita. Okay. Now different type of bhakti, let us understand what is the different type of bhakti. Navada bhakti we find in canto number 7, it will come. Navada Bhakti, in Bhagavatam it will come. What is that Navada Bhakti? Sravanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam Pada Sevanam Archanam Vandanam Dasyam Sakyam Atmanivedanam. This is called 9 types of Bhakti. Sravanam. What is Sravanam? Bhagavan will come in your heart by ears only. By Sravan only he will enter and reside in your heart. What is Kirtanam? Now Bhagwan who is sitting inside you will come on your tongue. First entered, Sravanam, then Kirtanam, then it comes in your speech. Then comes Smaranam, then remember in your mind, Smaranam, continuous remember in your mind. Padasevanam, serve Lord. Archanam, we are doing archana, na? We give archana. In the Rajasic Bhakti, he does the archana for getting visa, sense object, yes, and etc. Archanam. Vandanam, salutation. Salutation to Lord. Dasyam, become servant of the Lord. Dasyam. Sakyam, become friend. Atmanvedan, give yourself. Atmanivedanam. Kayena vacha mansaiva indriya. We chant, na?
Kayena vacha mansaiva.
That is Atmanivedanam. So these are 9 types of bhakti and 3 types of guna, sattva, rajas and tamas. 9 into 3 and 3 types of devtas. 3 types of devta, devi devta, yaksha, rakshas and bhut pret. So how many types of bhakti? 9 into 3 into 3 is equal to 81 types of bhakti. There are 81 types of bhakti. Are you getting it? 9 types of Sravanam Kirtanam multiplied by 3 types, Sattvic, Rajasic, Tamasic, multiplied by 3 types of Devata. So to each Devata, you can approach with the Sattvic, Rajasic and Tamasic way. So there are 81 types of bhaktis. Okay. Now Bhagwan is going to tell about the Nirgun bhakti. So he told about the Tamasic bhakti, Rajasic bhakti and Sattvic bhakti. Now the best type of bhakti is the Nirgun bhakti, which he tells in verse number 11 and 12. We'll chant together. 11 and 12.
Madguna shruti matrena mai sarva guhashaye manogatiravichinna yatha gangam bhasam budhau lakshanam bhakti yogasya nirgunasya yudaritam ahetuki avyavahita ya bhakti purushottame.
Madgun shruti matrena, madgun my qualities, Bhagwan ka quality, madgun shruti matrena. By hearing, just by hearing Bhagwan's katha, Shruti Matrena, Mai Sarva Guhasaye, and who is present in all beings, Sarva Guhasaye, residing in everybody's heart, in all beings' heart. Acha, Mano Gati Avichinna, and when you are listening to Bhagavad Katha, at that time, what will happen in the mind? In the manogati avichinna. There is no vichinna. We are thinking about Bhagwan only. We are engrossed in the Leela of Bhagwan. Mind is going into that Leela continuously. Like Taila Dharavat. Taila Dharavat means like when you are pouring a ghee. You all know when you are pouring ghee in the kadai. Is there any break there? No. Now here a beautiful example is given. Yatha Ganga Vaso Ambudau, like the Gangajal, River Ganges, continuously going toward the ocean. There is no break, it's not stopping, not taking rest, continuously there. So when we listen to Bhagavad Katha and our mind continuously is flowing toward Bhagwan, continuously flowing. And who is this Bhagwan? Where is he? He is in the heart of everybody. He is in my heart and he is in the heart of everybody. Sarva guhasaye lakshanam bhakti yogasya nirgunasya udharitam. This is said, exhibited. This is exhibited as the nirgun bhakti. This is the manifestation of nirgun bhakti. So what is in the nirgun bhakti? There is no tamasic aspect in the mind. No anger, no envy, no violence. In Rajasic Bhakta mind is there, I want to get the yasa, I want to get the power, I want fame, I want sense object. That is also not there. Sattvic Bhakta, he is doing his all actions for Bhagwan. And he is also karma niharam, uddishya. His uddesha, his purpose is so that the all sins are destroyed. All vasanas are destroyed. That is Sattvic Bhakta. But Nirgun Bhakta, all the 3 things are not there. All the 3 things. He is just listening the katha and his mind is flowing toward Bhagavan. That's all. Continuously is flowing toward Bhagavan. Ahetuki. Ahetu, causeless. There is no cause for such. In Sattvic, Rajasic, Tamasic Bhakti, there is a cause. I want something from Bhagwan. ahetuki, no cause. Nirgun bhakti, there is no cause. Then abhyabhita, not separated. Abhyabhita, no. He is not different from Bhagwan. In other three, we find it was prithak bhav. Have you noticed the word there in the prithak bhav in rajasik and sattvic bhakti, and bhinna drigha in tamasik bhakti? Here, abhyabhita, he is not separate from me. Nirgun bhakti is not separate from me. In Bhagavad Gita, Bhagwan says, Jnani is not different from me. Jnani is my Atma. Ya bhakti purushottame, that is the bhakti, nirgun bhakti, where? In purushottame, not in the petty devi devtas, which will give you only petty things. Here is not talking about the devi devta, tuchya tuchya chota chota devta, or yaksha rakshas or bhutprit. Here nirgun bhakti is purushottame, in the purushottam. So the uninterrupted flow of mind's thought toward Bhagwan, to Purushottam, dwelling in the hearts of all, like the water of Ganga toward the ocean, at the mere mention of my virtues combined with the motiveless love to me, is spoken as Nirgun Bhakti. Nirgun Bhakti, this is fourth type. Tamasic Bhakti, Rajasic Bhakti, the worst type is Tamasic. Better than that, little better I should not say. I mean, you are worshipping now yaksha rakshas, now slowly you are improving, coming to devatas. But the best one is worshipping Purushottam. Purushottam. Madguna Shruti Matrena, just after hearing about the guna of Bhagwan, like in Vedant we say, nirgun, nirakar, we give a lot of indicators. We use many indicators for going toward Bhagwan. Similarly, here, bhakta, devotee, what he does, he is listening to the guna of Bhagwan. That's all. He is not meditating. He is just listening, and his mind is flowing toward that. Mind is flowing toward the lake, like Ganga is flowing to ocean non-stop. So, this bhakt worships Lord in spite of any material obstruction. It is uninterrupted, abhichinna. He is not asking anything, nothing. No sattvic, tamasic, rajasic desire. Nothing is there. Ahetuki, ahetuki parabhakti, has no cause for any benefit of material, spiritual. He doesn't want anything. No upliftment materially or spiritually. Jigyasu wants that, oh Bhagwan, give me something. My sadhana should be clear. I should spiritually grow. That also is not there. Purushottame. That bhakti is for the Purushottam. People worship many devi devtas. Here it is specifically said Purushottam, Narayan, Krishna, Vishnu. Only he can give you mukti, no other devi devta. We have to understand that. Only Purushottam, Vishnu, Narayan, Hari, Krishna, they can give us mukti. Ganesh ji can't give you mukti. Lakshmi ji can't give you mukti. You have to understand this. So mukti ke liye, I have to go to the Purushottam. Abhyabhita, without cessation, that means it is 24 hours bhakti. Continuously mind is rooted there. Bhagwan, 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 Bhagwan. So in some way or other, we have to engage in that bhakti. Since bhakta has no desire, bhakta and Bhagwan are on the same level. Bhakta and Bhagwan are same level. And Guruji said, nirgun bhakti is the highest. Why it is highest? Because it is kamana rahita. All other are sattvic, rajasic, tamasic bhakti are kamana sahita, with kamana, with desire. But this nirgun bhakti is without desire. More about nirgun bhakti.
Salokya sasti samipya sarupya ekatvam api yuta diyamanam na grinhanti vinamat sevanam janaha.
Now he said, Bhagwan says, if I give him salokya, sarsti, samipya, sarupya, ekatvam, api uta, diyamanam na grinhanti, I'm giving him, aray ye lelo, you come to me, come to my lok. No. Na grinanti. Nahin chahiye. So what do you want? Mat sevanam jana. They want to serve Bhagwan. They will take all these things if Bhagwan allows them to serve. You see, the Nirgun Bhakt never wants mukti. He never wants to become one with the Lord. He always wants to serve Bhagwan. That is, I want to serve Bhagavan. That's it. I don't want samipya, salokya, sarupya, sayujya, sarshti. So four words we are conversant, but here we find another word, sarshti. What is this? So pure bhakta goes to Vaikuntha. Vaikuntha. And there are many Vaikuntha. In each Brahman there is a Vaikuntha. So this is one Brahmand. And Bhagavat, we have already seen, this is the smallest Brahmand. Smallest Brahmand. Here Brahmaji has got only four faces. But other Brahmands are bigger. There the Brahmand is the Brahmaji might be having more faces. So pure Bhakt does not want even the five types of liberation. Salokya. Salukya. Living in the same planet as Paramatma. Sarshti. Sarshti means the opulence. Pure Bhakti is equal to the opulence of Bhagwan. He doesn't want the power of Bhagwan also. Nahi chahiye. I don't want all this thing. Power bhi nahi chahiye. Samipya. Personal associate of Paramatma. I am very close to Paramatma. Sarupya. Same body feature. Chaturbhuj. In Vishnu Lok, you will find, go there and you will find everybody is looking like Vishnu. All having four hands. So how you will find out which one is the real Vishnu? Srivastha, the tuft of hair on the chest of Bhagwan, that will show that this is the real Vishnu. All other others are sarupya. Sarupya. In Dwarka you will go, you will find whatever Bhagwan wears the dress on that day, all the pandas they will wear the same type. Sarupya. And ekatam sayujya. Ekatam, pure bhakta don't want to become one with the Lord. Ekatam or kaivalyam, he doesn't want. So pure bhakta does not want worldly wealth or the spiritual wealth or the five kinds of these benefits also he doesn't want. Like in the case of Prahlad, Bhagwan was very happy. He said, you ask for something, I can give you power, wealth. He said, my father was very wealthy and very powerful. Even the devta used to stand in his court. But you have taken everything. You have taken away everything from him. Why should I ask for all these things? I don't need all these things. Next.
Saiva bhakti yogakya atyantika udaritaha yena yati vrajya trigunam madbhavaya upapadyate.
Saiva, this aforesaid nirgun bhakti, saiva, this alone bhakti, yogakya, called the bhakti yoga, atyantik udarita, is the highest platform, atyant, highest platform, udarita, it is explained. Yena atibrajya trigunam, by which you overcome triguna. Triguna means sattva, rajas, tamas. In nirgun bhakti, you cross over sattva, rajas, and tamas. In all this tamasic, rajasic, sattvic bhakti, that gunas are there. In nirgun bhakti, you cross over there. Madbhavaya upapadyate, that you come to transcendental stage. You obtain my state. Upapattete, you reach me. The aforesaid Nirgun Bhakti has been declared as the highest goal. The highest goal. Transcending the three guna prakriti. We have to go beyond prakriti, na? Prakriti. Bhakt thereby becomes qualified for my state without any effort. So Paramatma is nirgun nirakar, we say, na? In Brahman is nirgun nirakar. Similarly, in Bhakti Shastra, we will say Paramatma is nirgun nirakar. And beyond prakriti. Beyond prakriti. Prakriti or maya has three guna, and these guna do not affect Paramatma. In Bhagavad Gita also, we clearly find, mai adhyachane prakriti suyate chacharacharam. You say, na? Mai adhyachane. In my rulership, in my governorship, this prakriti is creating. Therefore, this prakriti is different from me. Devi yasa gunmai mam maya durutya, Bhagavan says. This maya is my power, Devi, divine power. And it is difficult to cross. But if you come to me, if you surrender to me, I will see that you cross this maya. So maya is different from Bhagavan. And Bhagavan is not affected by any maya karya. So Bhagavan Kapil is also saying the same thing. That Bhagavan, that Paramatma is beyond this maya. As the Lord is not affected by the three gunas, similarly, Bhakti is also not affected by three gunas. In Vedanta, Jnani is also not affected by three gunas. Jnani is not affected by three gunas. Jnani knows his body is different from me. It is the body which is suffering, not I am suffering. A jnani thinks my body is atma. His body is suffering. He thinks I am suffering. In Gita, Bhagavan has said, Brahmabhut prasannatma na sochati na kanchati. Brahmabhut prasannatma na sochati. Brahmabhut atma, one who have reached that Brahma, na sochati, there is no sorrow, na kanchati, desire, nothing. Kya lena? All actions are, even if I pray to the Lord for trillion and trillions of dollars, for what? For sukh, na? But if I get the source of all sukh, Bhagwan hi mil gaya humko, what else do you need? I don't want any spiritual growth now. I don't want any material growth. Brahmabhut prasannatma na sochati na kanchati. So, jnani is also not affected by triguna. So merging with Brahman in Advaita is liberation. Bhakta also become one with the Bhagavan for his qualitative oneness, parabhakti. In parabhakti, one attains the quality of Bhagavan. Quality of Bhagavan. So this much is about the bhakti. Now Bhagavan is going to tell about the sadhanas. Sadhana, some devotional disciplines. From verse number 15 to 20, sadhanas. And Bhagavan is going to tell 13 sadhanas. 1-3 sadhanas. And all these sadhanas will purify our mind. All these sadhanas will purify our mind. We want to know how to purify mind. So these sadhanas will purify our mind. Okay. Let us take the first one. Maybe we can take one verse.
Nishevitena ya animittena swadharmena mahiyasa kriyayogena shastena natihim shrena nityasaha.
Nishevitena, executed animittena, without attachment to the fruit of action. Animitta, koi nimitta nahi hai. Animittena, swadharmena, one's duty. One's duty, swadharmena, mahiyasa, glorious, kriyayogena, devotional services, sastena, sastena means the auspicious, na atihinsena, natihinsena, without any excessive violence, nityasaha, regularly. Regularly we have to do. So here two sadhanas are stated. We just see the meaning, then we see the detail of it in our next class. The mind attains such a state by adopting the following disciplines. For nirgun bhakti, for reaching up to the nirgun bhakti, we can attain this if we do this sadhana. The first one is, the duties of life have to be performed with that detachment and as an offering to the Lord. The duties of life, according to Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, we all have got a duty. If you have any confusion, refer to Bhagavad Gita for your duty. So do your duty, number one. How? As detached. Number two, as an offering to the Lord. As an offering to the Lord. Then number two, ritualistic worship promoting bhakti and not involving infliction of pain on creatures should be observed. No pain should be given to any creature. Because we have already, Bhagwan has declared that I am present in all beings. Whether it is an ant or a mosquito or whatever it is, he is present in everybody. So how to perform? In Bhagavad Gita also same thing has said, swadharmena, swakarmanatam abhyarcha siddhim bindati manava. Swakarmana, apne apne karm se, Brahman by his own karma, Kshatriya by his own karma, Vaishya by his own karma, Sudra by his own karma, tam abhyarcha, worship him. Whom? That Purushottam. Siddhi bindati manava. You will get success. Siddhi bindati, you will attain. Manava, oh, devotee, you will get siddhi, you will get success. How? Swakarmana abhyarcha. Swakarmana. By your karma, whatever karma you are doing, household duty or office duty or whatever duty Lord has allotted to you according to your varna and ashram, do your duty as worship to the Lord. So Brahman will serve Lord by intelligence, buddhi, because he is sattvic pradhan. A Kshatri will protect. He will serve as an administrator or serve in army. Vaishya will do the trading. And Sudra will serve the society. So there's some more there. We'll see more about this in our next class.
Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Hari Om Sri Gurubhyo Namaha Hari Om.